Come on.
Quick ask before we get started today. I am working to help people lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that is money. So if you enjoyed today's episode, or if you've enjoyed past episodes, please take a minute and leave a quick review on iTunes. Subscribe. That helps the show climb up the rankings and helps more people find it. So thanks a lot.
Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Dr. Fred Rouse. Fred, are you ready to do this?
Good morning. Yes, let's do this.
Excellent. Let's do this. Dr. Fred is a CFP. He is the founder of Short Window Retirement Planning. He's a 30-year industry veteran, a frequent contributor to outlets such as CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, and many others. He's an author, a speaker, a consultant. I'm excited to have you on. Fred, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I've been having a good time with things for a number of years. Way back when I got into financial services, I was selling mutual funds and life insurance, and it just didn't seem to do anything. And then I found out my clients knew more than I did. So I decided I'd get some more education. Went and got a CFP. Took a few years for that. Been in financial services ever since. Married. My wife is a special ed teacher, where I was in 20 years in college anyway. She spent 20 years in the classroom teaching special ed, and the last 17 years or so in colleges and universities teaching teachers how to teach. So we've had a good time. I'm pretty much retired for the most part, and I'm busy trying to show people, if they're 50 or older and they don't have $800,000, $900,000 in savings right now, okay, how to retire next 3 to 5 years.
Well, that is no small feat right there. I think that folks who are listening, they say, oh my gosh, how would I even go about that? If I found myself in a situation like that, I might just be overwhelmed with a sense of hopelessness. And I imagine you encounter that.
I get that quite a bit. And in fact, I had one guy, nice enough guy, okay, retired age 56, retired at 56, had a healthy seven figures, a very healthy seven figures. Here comes the market crash of 2008. He loses 43% of his money. Bang. Okay. He felt pretty devastated, but wasn't completely crippled. He had business people he was working with for 25 years. He said, well, these guys are good. I'll let them invest the rest of their money, and they'll be able to pull me out. Lo and behold, they lost almost everything. He pulled out what was left at $1,200.
Mm.
So he's been living on his $1,200 plus his pension for, God, at least 8, 10, 12 years or so. And he calls me, and I said, well, look, I think we can do something with you. And he was just thrilled to death to have the opportunity, a chance to save his retirement. So even if things go bad, there's still a way out.
Got it. Okay. So, I mean, there's obviously a million different ways that you could find yourself in that position. It could simply be that you never really saved a ton of money, or a market correction, or a bad decision, or somebody stole from you. Regardless, if you find yourself in that position, and it's 3 to 5 years to retirement kind of a thing? Is
pretty much it, yeah. We go slow. It basically is commodity trading. Without a doubt in the world, it's the base of it is commodity trading. But how do you do commodity trading that makes sense? Because most traders are losing money. If you talk to anybody, the 50-50 traders, if they're decent, most of them are 60-40. They last for about a month or so before their money runs out. Okay, so it's taken me over 10 years and $350,000 to develop the program. Way back when I was really young, I took a $5,000 account. I ran up to $2 million in just 2 years and lost it in 6 months.
Wow.
Now, you don't wake up the next day and say, oh, yeah, the sun's up. It's a great day. No, it's not a great day.
No.
It's pretty miserable. Okay? The year didn't go too good either, actually. But I spent from there the next 10 years, $350,000 plus of my money, okay, tracking down every I could find on commodity trading because it was really interesting. There's thousands and thousands of mutual funds, thousands and thousands of underlying stocks in those funds. And if you want to buy $30,000 of stocks or mutual funds, you need $30,000. With commodities, there's only about 20 of them. which makes the selection process considerably easier. And then if you want to buy $30,000 worth of commodities, you only need about $1,500. So the leverage is absolutely phenomenal. If you're 50 plus, you got nowhere else to go. I mean, you don't have 30 years to put $1,000 a month away, and hopefully it'll grow to 1.2 to 1.5 mil, okay, if the market doesn't crash anywhere near your retirement age. And what nobody ever tells you is that, yeah, the market crashes every 7 to 10 years. Everybody understands that. Okay, and some people understand that it could take up to 16 years to get back to break even. All those things are nasty. Nobody, I've been doing this for 40 years now, nobody ever mentions the fact that once you're retired, once you're physically retired, you'll have to live through at least two, possibly three market crashes in your retirement. Nobody talks about that. They have nothing to do to help somebody in that situation. Most financial people, all they can do is sell mutual funds and life insurance and annuities. And if you're 20 or 30, even 40, that might be okay. But if you're 50 plus, that's really not going to make a big difference at the back end for you. It really isn't. It's just not enough money. Not enough money, not enough time. If they had that much money to invest, they wouldn't have the problem to begin with. So that's where I come in at. Okay, we show people how to be an expert in just two commodities, only two. Only two. If you trade them for a year, only two, you should get relatively decent at it. We show them a program where your account is sitting in cash the entire time. So if the market crashes, you really don't care. You're not in it. Your account is sitting in cash. You only have a very, very small bit of your account invested at any moment in time. We're only in the market for a maximum of 4 days. This is a very, very short-term system. If somebody's looking to get rich overnight, this is not it. It is not going to happen. I don't have that kind of magic. I wish I did, but I don't. I can't help everybody. Somebody, I talked to him 2 weeks ago. It took him 3 years to save $5,000. I really can't do anything for him. I can't. There's another guy in New England, nice enough guy, 70-year-old tax preparer. He had $5,000 in savings. I can't do anything for him. However, for the guy who's working, who might only have $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 in savings right now, okay, we can work with that. I don't have a problem with that. Okay, and we show them how to do the program. It's a nice 9-week program, and we give them one section at a time. They learn, which is great, but then they don't do anything because I told them to. Worst thing in the world. Okay. Yeah, I've been on CNN, ABC, NBC, Fox. It's great, okay? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. What are the practical skills you're going to have? You need practical hands-on skills. So after they do the program, they test the system themselves. A lot of testing, an entire year's worth of testing. So they get the practical hands-on skills of doing the actual trading. Then they forward test it for another 90 days. So they test it in real market experiences before they ever go near a live account. That way, they're pretty much protected. By the time they do that, it's no real big deal. It's like driving from your house to the store and back. You don't even think about it anymore. It should be that effortless. It really should be.
Okay, got it. Well, this is I think this is awesome, because anytime I have a guest on talking about a subject that I'm unfamiliar with, and that certainly is this, and it sounds like you're obviously an intelligent person who spent many, many, many years learning about commodity trading, and then you've developed a system and you're actually able to teach others. Okay, so you mentioned that there's, I don't know if it's roughly speaking or not, 200 different types of commodities you could potentially trade?
There's really only 20.
20?
Only 20. Only 20. Make the selection process really simple. It really does. And you're only going to pick out two of them.
Okay, so it doesn't matter which ones I pick.
I don't care what two they are. Okay. No, doesn't matter. You do we have to develop a business plan. We have to develop a personal trading plan. In the trading plan, you pick out the two that fit you and your account size. That's it. Life is simple. And all you do is just two.
Okay, so one of the considerations would be the amount of money that I have to invest. And some commodities are obviously, not obviously. Let's just use an example that, what are two really common ones that people pick?
Okay. With the system, I show people how I took two commodities, one contract of corn, one contract of 30-year bonds, one a $5,000 account, and in 1 year, traded up to $57,000. 20 minutes a day, only 2 to 3 times a month. I refuse to sit in front of a computer screen. I got better things to do. I'm just sitting here watching the lines blip up and down. This thing had to be really, really simple, had to be visual and really hands-off. So corn is a nice commodity. You get $30,000 worth of a contract of corn for $1,500. Can you trade the S&P or the Dow? Yeah, but a Dow contract is going to cost you $25,000. Most people can't do that. I wouldn't recommend it anyway.
Got it.
Again, we only want a very, very small, a very, very tiny, small part of your account at risk at any point in time. The rest of it's off the site sitting in cash. So if the market crashes, again, you don't care. You feel bad for everybody who has money in the market, but you just won't be one of them. And this is something that keeps you mentally sharp. You can do this well into your 80s and beyond and not have to worry about money at all. And it doesn't suck up your entire time. My biggest goal is to help people get, protect, and enjoy their money, their life, and their retirement. Now, if they have to work a second and third job in their 70s and 80s, well, that doesn't work out really well. Okay. If they're driving Ubers, is that what you really want to be doing? Okay. The guy 70 years old stocking shelves at Walmart, is that what he wants to do? That 67-year-old waitress at the diner, is that what she wants to do? No. They do those things because they need to cover some really basic expenses. Okay. And everybody said, well, I'm really a social person. I was down in Florida, had to go down for an interview at the car rental place, pulling out. And when you're down there, it's one of those, you know, you pick out the car and then you just drive up and they take your paperwork and things at that point in time. So here we are. It's August, I think. Okay. Midday, August in Florida. It's good 90 degrees. Here's this nice southern woman. Okay, she comes out of her little booth because you have to pull up and you give her the paperwork and the keys. And she looks at the car and checks things out and everything. And I said, how you doing? Yeah, yeah. Okay, is this what you really want to be doing? She says, oh, I'm a people person. Oh, that's good. Okay. I said, well, if you had an extra $100,000 a year coming in, would you still be doing this? Stone cold face. No way. Wow. Okay. That gave me confirmation on that one. I sort of thought that way, but it was nice. And you don't hear things like that from a genteel southern woman. They're very, very polite. They're very laid back. But I was just shocked. So things happen. Okay. There is a way out, which is nice, but very few people know about it. And I only run a small program. Okay. I don't take tons of people in here. I really don't. So it's by an application only. I screen people out because, again, I'm retired. I don't mind helping, but this is not going to be my entire life. I don't need a job. So that's why I do it this way.
Got it. Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate your goal and your mission. I think that that's very noble. So I sign up with your program. Do I have to be 50? Or it seems like this is something that anybody could do.
Almost anybody can do it. But you're motivated at 50.
Sure.
At 50, you understand, okay, I'm at the halfway point of my life for the most part. Okay, what have I accomplished so far? Okay, yeah, I raised a family. Okay, yeah, I have a house, I have a car, that's lovely. I got a mortgage and a car payment also. I might even still have student loan debt, which is really ugly at that point in time. Okay, I've got 2 kids. I got a daughter who's not married yet, so I got to pay for a wedding. Okay, and I have $100,000 in retirement savings. How am I going to retire at 65? So people at 50 are motivated. People before then, they really still think they're going to hit the lottery some way, shape, or form.
Hmm.
But even if they're 50 and they have $100,000, okay, if you doubled it to $200,000, they still couldn't afford to retire.
Sure. Not even close.
They can't. Yeah. And I primarily work with blue-collar guys, okay, and lower white-collar, lower middle management white-collar types. Okay, if somebody's got $15, $20 million, they're not my client. They don't need me.
Sure.
I mean, I can do asset protection, wealth management, but, you know, that's not who I deal with. Okay? My dad was a carpet layer in South Philadelphia. Okay? He had a 2-bedroom row home in a little Italian section. We had 4 kids. get two pairs of shoes each, school shoes and play shoes. When the school shoes are tired, they're your play shoes now. So I didn't come from money. Okay. All this time I spent working with small business guys, home-based people, 0 to 6 employees, Mary Kay, Amway, Fuller Brush, the multi-level marketing types, along with the contractors, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, had a couple of dentists, a couple of chiropractors, a couple of long-haul truckers. But none of these guys got tons of money. Even if they were sitting on $600,000, they know, even at $600,000, they can't afford to retire. It's not going to kick out enough money for them. If you're living in Dominican Republic and you got $600,000, you'll probably be okay.
Sure.
But there's very few places in the U.S. you can do that with. It just doesn't kick out enough money. I mean, annuities are very nice things. Okay, they guarantee you you'll never run out of money. But there's an underlying guarantee nobody ever mentions. They never generate enough money that you'll be able to do anything either. So there's a big trade-off there. And there's a place for all these financial products. I like financial products. I like mutual funds. I like annuities. Okay, I'm not really hot on variable and universal life insurance, but that's another thing. But, you know, there's a place for those things. But unless you've got a big stock of money to begin with, you're not going to make any money in those things. Those things are holding spots for when you do have money. So that's why we do the program the way we do. People are happy. I'm having a good time with it. I talked to a few nice people over the phone. I really do. And I've been having a good time now. I rolled this out in 2010 to clients. And it's been phenomenal. It's made a big difference in a lot of people's lives.
Excellent. Well, Fred, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay. I think if people had one thing to take away, just one, okay, no matter where you're at today, okay, you do have a chance, okay, to go in and actually save your retirement and live the lifestyle you want. You really do, okay? But people are so boxed in to what they think is true, okay, that it just prevents them from doing anything. You have to remember, way back when, that everybody told Columbus, you keep going that direction, you're going to fall off the edge. I guarantee you're going to fall off the edge. That was a common knowledge. Everybody believed it. And a lot of people believe today that, well, if they've got $200,000, $300,000, okay, or even less, that they're going to be working until the day they die. With the right education, okay, and the right experience, you don't have to worry about it. You can actually have the ultimate secure retirement that you'll want and deserve, and do it at an age young enough where you can actually still enjoy it.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on!
And Fred, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and where can they learn more about the program?
I think the easiest thing is just to go to my website, drrousenow.com. DrRousenow, drrousenow.com. And that's a good starting point.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Fred your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to drrousenow.com, drrousenow.com. Check out all the stuff we've been talking about. Thank you again, Fred.
George, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.
Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrombacher.com/podcast course and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.